Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Real Connected. Thank you again to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B in L.A., and I also appreciate Brick by Brick. Thank you to No Limit Records for loaning that song to me, so I appreciate it. I am so excited about this episode because it is Women's History Month. And not only because I'm a woman, but also because of the impact that us ladies have had in our past and what we're doing right now in the present. And I just left an amazing event yesterday, and it was talking about the story and her story and our story and how all of those stories come up with the most amazing things that women do. So I'm super excited about this particular episode. I am most excited, and I hope that you can hear me. I'm getting over a cold, but I'm most excited about my guest. My guest this month is the Katrina Bauman. I have definitely had the pleasure of meeting her in person. What an amazing spirit. I have seen her as she moves in leadership roles and in entrepreneurship. So I am certainly excited to chat with her and give really those tips and those gems of what makes her her, As you all know, I have been so vocal about my story and how I got to where I'm at. So, Katrina, can you hear us this morning?
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. When I say, Katrina, that I have definitely seen you have such an amazing spirit, I don't know if it is proper to say you have such a servant spirit, and I feel that. I definitely admire how you have grown. I believe you came on the scene maybe 2 years ago, maybe. I think that's when I met you. But you have truly made an impact in this city in such a short notice. So for those who don't know you, and I know, again, you are newer to our city, let us know who you are and what you do here in Cincinnati, Greater Cincy.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me. It's just a privilege to be on your show. I appreciate those kind words that you shared this morning, Katrina Bowman. And I've been here, it's crazy to believe this, but I've been here since 2018. I moved here from Lexington. Yes, and so I moved here primarily for my role as the executive director of Northern Kentucky Community Action Commission. And so at Community Action, it's a nonprofit where we work with individuals, families, communities, really to help them thrive, working with families that have dealt with low-income issues, helping to remove barriers so that they can get back to school, get back to work, and really, you know, as we all want to be able to take care of our families and, you know, just to remove those barriers so families can be successful. That is really my life's work.
Nice. What is one of the things, and because it's Women's History Month, I will share with you that, and I know that we are just getting to know each other, but for me, one of the biggest moments in my life was moving into the single world and really learning how to move to be successful. And so one of the two people, but my sister, was really instrumental in teaching me how to be independent and figuring things out on my own. And that just came with just tough love. You know, sometimes I would say, I really need this or what, you know, and I was looking for her for that advice. And she was like, Eileen, figure it out. And guess what? I did. I figured it out.
Yes.
What was that moment for you? Like you, again, you, not only are you a leader with CAA, but you also have moved into the entrepreneur space with Inspired Fashion. What made you get to that point? What was it, you know, what was that for you?
So my other gig, in addition to my full-time gig, my other gig is my boutique. As you said, it's Inspired Fashion Boutique. We do have a brick and mortar. We're right down at 827 Madison Avenue in Covington. And it really goes all the way back to my childhood. When I was little, that is something that my mom and I would do together. We would go shopping, and I would come home from school, and I would have a new outfit laid out on the bed. I'd have a shirt and pants and shoes and all of that. And it just made me feel so special. And I've carried that, those moments with me. And I've always wanted to make sure that all women had that I could be a champion for another woman so she could feel that and she could see herself as beautiful and feel empowered. And so that's really my life's mantra. When you look good, you feel good because, you know, when you put on a new outfit, it just does something to help boost your self-esteem.
It does, absolutely.
And those things, yes, those things that are inside of you, then they show forth. And that, you know, I feel like I'm the coach to push women to be their absolute best. But it really is foundational for my mom.
That is so nice. That is so nice. And that is so true that when you feel good, when you, whether it's a new pair of shoes or a new outfit, for me, a haircut. A haircut goes a long way for me.
Yes. I know that's right. When it's fresh, you're like, hey, girl.
Where are we going?
I know
where
I look good today.
Yes. The one thing that I have definitely noticed was that there has been a breakdown in with our younger women and them valuing themselves and truly loving themselves and respecting themselves. Do you think that that's a breakdown with us as, you know, I would consider us as older, more mature women? Do you think that there's a breakdown, and how can we bridge that with our young girls who, you know, are just kind of out there not really displaying what self-love and self-respect is?
Yeah, you know, I look at these at the younger generation, and I have a daughter that's 24. So, you know, I look at the younger generation, and I think, what is so different? And you hear this all the time, but I really think that, you know, social media and this comparison world and quick work, you know, you see people happy and successful, and you don't see the whole backstory, right? You know, I have a boutique, so I'm always putting things out there, but it takes 25 shots or 25 reels to get that one good one. So, you know, the things that these young people are seeing are not reality. And so I think it's our responsibility to help ground the young people in what's real and wasn't and what's not real. You know, there's nothing quick and fast in this world. Success doesn't come that way. And I think, really sitting down and talking with them and imparting those things to them, like, you know, things you see, it's not quick. It's not an overnight success.
That's absolutely right. We were just talking about that. You know, my main job is real estate. And, you know, you see as agents and as brokers and, you know, investors, and you see that photo or that reel that you said took so many shots to take. And, you know, you see what, you know, you're always at events and you're doing all of this, but the time that it takes in the back end and the real grind that comes with it. And I think that as we talk about Women's History Month, and from the Latino perspective, there's been so many women who have blazed the way for us. And I was just talking this morning about what it means for women's equality and equal pay and just representation in the workforce, how we have to fill those gaps, but how those women worked so hard to make a way for us, and how important that is, right, to reach back. It can't stop with us. It is reaching back to help our young ladies behind us.
Yes, you know, that is so true. You know, we've come so far, right, but we have so much further to go, and it is opening those doors of opportunity for the next generation of women. You know, when you are in position, I love what Michelle Obama said, you know, if you're not going to stand up, then give your seat up. If you're not going to speak up for what's right, then give your seat up at the table. We have been given the seats that we are in to help move and propel the next generation of women even further than we are, because the pay gap is real. You know, I'm experiencing it. So many women that I know are experiencing that. And I think, too, one statistic that I heard that was staggering to me is that a man will apply for a job if he meets 30% of the qualifications. A woman won't apply unless she meets at least 80 to 90% of the qualifications. And so we have to empower women to say, go for it, even though you may not feel fully qualified, even though you may not think you have all the skills, just go for it.
That's right. That's right. But also the importance of support, like you had mentioned, and I think that's so important, of just the idea of gatekeeping. And as women, we truly have to get to a point where we offer that to our friends and those in our circle to say, you know what? Go for it. Do it. If I have something that you're looking for, to make those connections, that is so important in today's world, especially when we talk about, you know, you had just mentioned, what is the percentage of those women that are actually in C-suite positions or in management positions in comparison to a man? And so if you are in a position that you are able to give back or to make connections for other women to succeed, I say do it. There is room enough at any table for us all.
That is
absolutely
so true. I mean, that just do it. Just do it. And you know, when you're in positions of leadership and influence, you know, as you mentioned, you are Latino, I'm African-American, you know, making space for those small businesses, too, for those
right.
minority businesses, for the, you know, really being strategic about if you have decision-making over dollars, how are you spending them? Are you spending them local? Are you spending them with Latina businesses, with brown businesses, with women businesses? Making that part of who you are and what you do so we can continue to advance all of our communities.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that I have been really vocal about, Katrina, is financial literacy. And I have certainly shared my story. I had a series that just finished up a couple of weeks ago where we read a book about what financial literacy meant, especially for women. And I've been vocal about that because as I transitioned from marriage to divorce and now in this single space, I really didn't know what financial literacy or how to be financially healthy meant. And so I had to learn that. And how do I set myself up, not only myself up for success, but for my sons and my grandkids, how do I do that? And so how not only, and I say this because I know that you are about to have an event coming up that is talking about the women and women's health and women's finances and that type of thing. What does financial literacy, if there was a gem that you could give to our listeners about you as, again, a strong leader and entrepreneur, what advice can you give us ladies about what financial literacy means to you and how important it is?
Yeah, I mean, financial literacy is so key, like you said, not just for us, but for us to take care of the next generation, right? Because we're supposed to be able to take care of our children's children. And I think education is the key. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And when I moved into, when I first got my brick and mortar, I didn't know anything about business finance, like nothing, not one thing. And I met somebody, he was actually on my board, and I began to have conversations with him, and I began to talk to him about my finances for my business, and he opened up this whole realm of business finance that I had no clue about. And so I say, you know, if you don't know, seek out the education. Look for
okay.
and get you an advocate, you know, to really help you understand your finances and to help you to work through them. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have had a solid foundation.
Got you. So important. I know with business for myself, it was a game changer to have a mentor. It was a game
yes.
changer. He has been in the game for so long. And so to be able to know where those roadblocks may be, how do I go around them, what has been successful
yes.
in his business, it's so important to have someone on your team who can guide you and who
mm-hmm.
knows more. You know, I talk about that even when it comes to whether it's your fitness or whether it's your business. Even the greats have coaches.
Oh, yes.
To get better. You know
multiple.
What I mean? So how important that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, multiple
yeah.
coaches. You know, you look at a staff or somebody like, they have coaches for different aspects of their even basketball career. And so you think about in your life, you need different coaches for different aspects of your life. I never will forget the woman that created the Skinny Girl brand. One thing that she said
yes.
was to hire your weaknesses. Where you're weak, hire somebody, get a coach to help strengthen that area because you can't know everything about everything. And finance
That's right.
was one of my weak areas. Like I said, I didn't know anything. So that mentor was really life-changing.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And that is my goal this year, is to really use me as an example of what not to do, what worked and what works and what didn't work. Because
yeah.
as I read statistics about women and how women, we will live longer than men. So, you know, will we be set even past those years? And, you know, just the different things that we as women do. We're mothers, we're career women, and all of the things. And to be ready, because anything can happen at any time. Life changes. Mm-hmm. Your spouse, your man, your family, someone can just, again, pass away. So many things can change in our lives.
Yeah.
And so how important it is to be set. Yeah. I'm working on that too, Katrina.
Right. Yes.
I am working on that too.
Oprah said this. Oprah said this. She said, protect your money. You know, I'm single too. And so, you know, I know you're married or whatever your status is. Know what money you have. Understand how it's being spent and invested and protect it no matter what.
That's right.
That was Oprah. It wasn't me. It was Oprah.
What does protect your money, though, mean to you?
Protect your money means to understand where every dime of your money is going. Nobody else should control your finances. You control them, and you decide, and you dictate how it's spent. Because, you know, a lot of times, and this is us, we get caught up in love and all these other things, and we can let some aspects go. We can let some aspects go, and they're like, wait a minute, that's happened to me. I'm like,
Where'd my money go?
What is this? Where's my money at? I didn't authorize that, you know, in over here in love. And so I was like, what Oprah said, protect your money. I know where every dime of my money goes, how it's spent, and I'm in control of it.
That's right. That bridges me into my next topic, which is, again, what you had mentioned to protect. And sometimes we get into relationships and we feel you're so in love and you become so giving. As we move into, as single women in this space, what is the biggest advice that you would give someone when it comes to self-love and respect? I'll give you mine first.
Okay.
I think that as women and as single women, it is to truly know what your goal is and what your desires are and to stick with it, because God ultimately has the last say. And sometimes we as women want it right now. We want a right now kind of man. And we put up with different things because of it being right now versus the right one. And so it is truly to really trust and lean to know that what I'm doing is the right thing. And in doing the right thing, God will supply and grant me the desires of my heart. What would you say? Is that Jen?
Wow.
For those women who are
nothing. You know, you were right on what I was going to say, because I was going to say know yourself. Because so many times, it's so similar to what you said, know yourself, because we can get into relationships and then we can attach ourselves to someone else's beliefs and start going down their path. But what is it? Who am I truly? What do I believe? What is foundational to me? And then when you stand on what you believe, what's foundational for you, then you will attract that like type of person to you. And then you have somebody that you can grow with, that you're equally yoked to, and that you all both have that same type of mindset. But if you don't know who you are and what you believe and what you want, you'll go, you know, whoever comes, you'll think, well, maybe this is the right one. Let me try this. Hey, I've done it. I'm not criticizing nobody because I've done it myself. But
that's
as I've gotten older, I had to take a stand and an inventory of myself. When I got divorced, I took a year to just figure out who I am, what I liked. I didn't even remember what I even liked. I just did things because my husband liked it or my kids liked it. But I took a year to say, what do I like? I traveled. I took dance classes. I ate this. I ate that. I had to rediscover myself and my beliefs. And, you know, because of that, now I'm able to stand and say, this is who I am. This is Katrina. Love it, like it, leave it, whatever, but this is me.
I was listening to a podcast, and it was about, again, just self-love and women. And one of the takeaways for me was we get caught up in labels as women. We get caught up as mom, as wife, as auntie, as daughter. We get caught up in all of these labels and forget who we are. And it does, just like you had mentioned, is taking that step back to truly say that those are components of who I am. Core, I can't lose that. And so I'm right there with you. I definitely have changed up and, oh, no, I'll do this because he wants to do it. Or, you know, my boys want to do this. Yeah, we'll do it. And then you forget really what is those things that you love. And I think that it's so important as we grow to hold on to it.
Yes, we have to, because that's the essence of who we are. That's what makes us so special and beautiful and really what God placed us in the earth to be. And that's the only you can only thrive from that place. You can only thrive from there.
That's right. Katrina, what would you say God placed you on the earth to do? What is that purpose for you?
God placed me on the earth to be an advocate and champion for women and for children and families, really to be a voice for the voiceless. That is the whole reason that I'm here, to encourage and to impart into women, to remind them of who they are and the beauty that they possess and the power that they possess. That's what I'm here to do. That is my entire purpose.
That's right.
I love what you said about not being boxed in, because when you look at my career, I can be that at NKCAC. I can be that at Inspired Fashion. I can be that with my family. I can be that with the Woman to Woman Collaborative. It's different aspects of who I am. And it's so important like you said, you know the core and you let those things come out in all the different avenues of who you are.
That's right. That's right. Katrina, you have an amazing event coming up, which is Woman to Woman Let's Talk event. I know that's coming up on the 23rd. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are so excited. So our Woman to Woman Let's Talk event, like you said, it's March 23rd. It's from 3 to 7 at the Metropolitan Club. My friend and I, Deborah, we've been talking about these issues about menopause now. We both in our early 50s, and, you know, we got all these changes going on in our body, and we're like, listen, we need to know what is really truly happening here, and there's not a lot of people talking about it. So we said we're going to put on this event. We're going to have a panel with doctors, nutritionists, beauty specialists to really answer our questions, and then we're going to break down into individual sessions so people can have a more intimate conversation, but we're going to have food and music. Of course, some drinks. We're going to have women-owned vendors there. It's going to be a good, good time.
Well, I have my ticket, but I will be there for sure. I am so excited. I am so excited.
Yes, I'm so glad you're coming. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can search Woman to Woman Collaborative right here, you know, it'll pop up in Cincinnati. Also, you can go to my boutique site, as you mentioned, Inspired Fashion. I'm online, too. It's www.inspiredfashion40.com. You can get your ticket there. You can get you a new outfit to come to the event, and we'll see you on the 23rd.
All the way around.
All the way together.
Thank you so much, Katrina. I know that you definitely carved out some time for us today, and I know that you have other things that you have to run to. But thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for what you do in community and what you do for women.
Thank you so much for having me. I so enjoyed our conversation, and I will see you on the 23rd.
Yes, ma'am. I'll talk soon.
All right, thanks.
And again, thank you everyone for joining. The platform for Real Connected is truly to discuss what it is to be in financially set. What does it mean to be successful in life? And though the platform is about business and it is about real estate and how do we create that generational wealth. But before we can even have those conversations about creating generational wealth or being financially fit or being all of those things, is to really be solid within yourself. And so I am so appreciative of Katrina to come on to talk about what that means for us as women during Women's History Month to really look into yourself. Let's not only honor those who have paved the way for us, but to start honoring ourselves. And how do you honor yourself? It's by respecting your space, setting those boundaries, doing what makes you happy, doing what makes you smile, and continuously grow in whatever it is that you enjoy, whether it's in career, whether it's in relationships. We must first know ourselves, respect ourselves, love ourselves before we can give out. And so I want you to stay with that this particular month into this particular episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I definitely am here to support. I am now with Private Real Estate Collection, Team Heard. That was a new move for me as of last month. I am super excited about this move. So again, still in real estate. It's just a different company, different organization. So please feel free to contact me with any real estate questions or needs. Also coming up is another series of Rich Women. We are following the book with Kim Kiyosaki, Rich Women. How do you get financially fit? What do you need to know? So that is our next series that's coming up. Please feel free to reach out. Again, Irene Cowles. My handles for all social medias, it is Latina, L-A-T-I-N-A 0441. That's for all platforms again. Or you can just send me an email at irenesellshomes@gmail.com. Thank you once again for your time. Stay real connected.